Blog Talk Radio.
With an opening song from Isaac Batone from Here Comes the Time from his brand new sparkling soulful CD called Generation Redemption. And this is the 124th class of Soul Class. Soul being an acronym for S, 7-0, oldest original, U, Universal Laws, 7-0 Commandments. We'll speak them out tersely and then we'll get into the body of the program. Number one, not to blaspheme the Creator with the name of the Creator. Number two, not to serve idols. Number three, not to commit premeditated acts of murder. Number four, not to commit acts of adultery. Five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat living animal while it's still alive. Number seven, to raise up righteous statutes, would back up those six axiomatic commandments, which actually branch off into many more commandments. But blessed souls, you're going to have to learn that on yourself. We're trying to basically here deal with dimensions of consciousness of Torah, which are rooted in the written and oral Torah tradition of Israel and are accessible once translated into English. So basically what I'm doing is I'm taking primarily a lot of Hebrew teachings and trying to make them digestible, and I'm not the final say in the matters that I'm comment will be sharing with you today with the blessings of the Most High. But I just want everyone to know that this is the approach that I take, and may the Most High bless me in my endeavors to do so. So let's take a look at what we're going to be dealing with in today's show. Blessing and greetings, blessed souls. We look into the concept of human inertia being set in quantum mechanics motion via a string of Torah teachings where not theory, such as, we start with a bunch of questions. Number one, what is the concept of vitality as it relates to the human condition? And this week's Torah portion, which can be found and read by the International Community of Israel this week, coming on this coming Blessed Shabbat, from Genesis chapter 47, verse 27, until Genesis chapter 50, verse 26. Question number two, what is the concept of a day to a righteous person, a tzaddik, in relation to the masses of humanity? Number three, what connects the first three sons of Jacob, Yaakov, Israel, Yisrael, to his blessing, his fourth son Judah, Yehuda, to the coming of Mashiach, Messiah, and how does this relate to the nations of the world? And number four, hopefully we'll have time to cover this, what is written in the Book of Kings, number one, chapter two, verses 1-12? We hope to pluck out from the teachings of Rav Hillel of Paritch, the Ben Yishchai, and the Lubavitch Rebbe, to provide answers to the questions and above, of above, I should say, and hopefully just as important, to arouse your blessed soul to do your studying in these matters listed above, hoping and praying this humble submission before your blessed eyes, mind, heart, and soul will guide you to hear the show live or hear the archive version at your convenience. Here are some links to lubricate your human intellect, to strengthen your cognitive connect to your divine image, which is written in Genesis 1:27. Quote, and God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him, he him, male and female created he them. So let's start off the program, let's start with starting off with some, by the way, if you want to try to make the show a little more organic by your own blessed participation, you can call me at 347-838-8669. That's 347-838-8669. We want to start off with reminding everyone that we have a certain fascination with the concept of inertia as it relates to physics. And let's remind everyone that inertia is a type of tendency of an object, whether it be in motion and remaining in motion, or an object at rest, unless something comes along by force. So what happens is, blessed souls, we have to turn to a definition of mass. Now, what is mass within the context of physics or mathematical computation? We're turning to from a teaching where mass is referring to the quantity of inertia possessed by an object. Now, so inertia is the tendency of something while it's in motion, or the tendency of something while it's laying still, to keep in that path. Now, how much is it going to retain that quantity of not moving or moving will define how much mass we say about that matter. So now we turn to actual the Torah itself and Torah quantum energy point number one, and let's start in motion with a statement as follows. At the beginning of this week's Torah portion, we observe that the Israelite patriarch Yaakov lived 7 years in Egypt. And by the way, I hope to be fusing my own state of inertia, plucking from the inertia of Rav Hillel Meir Paritch in the following several Torah quantum energy points, and I'll tell you when I've completed with this section of the program, drawing inspiration from Rav Hillel Meir Paritch. Torah quantum energy point number two, the question which can be asked is, what is the significance of us learning that Jacob, Israel, Yaakov, Israel lived 17 years in Egypt? Torah quantum energy point number three, blessed souls, before we answer that question, we recall a teaching from chapter 4, Mishnah 17, from the Ethics of the Fathers, Perkei Avot, that 1 hour of returning to the Most High, Hashem, Almighty God, and combined, I mentioned that parenthetically now, combined with acts of kindness, is better than all of the life of the world to come. Quantum Torah energy point number four, embellishing the previous Torah quantum energy point number 3 is that the essence of a mitzvah or a commandment fulfillment are to make garments spiritual in nature for the soul in order the soul may experience greater benefit from the radiance of the Shekhinah, the divine presence. Torah quantum energy point number 5 is when one intends, when fulfilling mitzvot, commandments, one produces or accesses a spiritual garment for that garment of the soul. And what is one of the garments of the soul? The garment of thought, a levush shel machshava. Torah quantum energy point number 6, blessed souls, is to further develop our awareness, blessed souls, of the vitality of the last 17 years of Israelite patriarch Jacob, Yaakov, Israel, Yisrael. We understand from within the oral Torah traditions that his last 17 years were full of vitality. Why? For his last years were spent learning Torah himself, the amount of Torah that was revealed up into his time, which is divine instruction, and with his family. But this fact, blessed souls, you have to learn more from the oral Torah of Israel, Torah Shel Baal Peh, which, Baruch Hashem, praise the Most High, there is a lot of it now translated into English, or you can go to someone who can assist you in your research, translating from the Hebrew, Aramaic, Yiddish, or Farsi, Persian language, even Arabic. As well, as it says from the tractate of the Talmudic instructions of Brachot, how to make blessings in this world. Our Israelite sages taught concerning vitality. The Holy One, blessed be He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fills up the entire world. Now, when we look at our human body, something is filling up our entire body as well, and that is the human soul. So we see, to understand how there's vitality in the world, we are empowered in our consciousness to understand that the Most High fills up the entire world with godliness, divinity. But to help us understand that on a microcosmic level, we understand we are filled with energy if we are conscious living beings, as we are. And so by looking at how we are energized and vitalized by teachings of Torah, acts of kindness, and prayer for the betterment of the human condition, we can better understand as well on the macrocosmic level if our eyes are really open, not just in those little oval-like objects above our nose, but also our spiritual eye rooted in our mind and also rooted in our heart. To our quantum energy point number 7, the soul that we just described from the tractate Brachot, which fills the body, enlivens the body in multiple manners and in accordance to the distinctive powers of the soul. For example, in the human brain, there are produced various mixtures of vitality to provide a source for a human being to think into an intellect, whether it be of divine intellect, as reflected by Torah instruction, or a secular intellect, something which was thought about by blessed human beings to the exclusion of how they can connect it or be inspired by a Torah teaching. Example 2, within the heart, there's vitality, and it's produced as a source, allowing a person to become moved, stimulated, and times excited, with various emotional attributes like love/kindness, ahava and chesed, fear and might, yira and gevura, and beauty and synthesis, teferet and his klalelut. Example number 3, vitality in the hand as well, soul vitality, empowers that limb to move. Example number 4, when vitality is vested in the legs, naturally it is understood a person, may all of we have this blessing, can walk on our own 2 feet. Torah quantum energy point number 8. So we see the distinctive vitality experienced in various parts of the body, which ultimately, Blessed Souls, testifies to an elevated form of the soul, which in fact, in and of itself, before enclosing itself in the body, is an uncompounded source of energy for the body, from which there can be expressed and actualized a myriad of potentialities that spring forth to empower the human living experience in this blessed world. So I was plucking out from teachings from the Benish, from Hilame Parch, from a book that he put together, it's over 150 years ago, called Pelech HaRimon, on the Torah portions in Genesis, Sefer Bereishit. So now we turn to the wisdom of the Chacham in Baghdad, the Ben Ish Chai. And he writes the following, we extract that from his teachings. In Torah Quantum Energy, point number 9, having the merit, Baruch Hashem, blessed is the Most High Creator, that we can share these teachings from their original Hebrew, make them hopefully more digestible. And the Ben Ish Chai instructs us, as I pluck out from his book, Sefer Drushot, basically teachings which give all levels of instruction to the Israelite people, and now it's being shared on a more universal plane with Noah Heights, the blessed Kol HaMishpochot HaAdama, all the families of the earth, concerning the realm and consciousness of a tzaddik, a righteous person. And by the way, tzaddik is not just a Jew, an Israelite, a Hebrew. It can also be a Noahide, based on their efforts in serving the Most High, the merit of their ancestors, and the blessings from above. So, for a righteous person, a tzaddik, for them, a day is like a year in terms of how he or she engage in their Torah learning, their acts of prayer, and their acts of kindness. This estimation on their part actually adds to their lives in qualitative fashion. Now, I am conjecturing here, personally speaking, that the tzaddik is the consummate example of living in the moment, moment by moment, to try to actualize that moment to be the best moment it can be for that tzaddik, living whatever he or she may be in the creation. Torah Quantum Energy point number 10, blessed souls, is that every person who lives upon this blessed earth experiences two facets of their daily lives, day to day. A portion of the day is consumed by the night, which is associated with the time of sleeping, restoration. However, from the aspect of lack of human activity, what is now is this lack of activity or sleeping or idleness is associated with a quality which is associated with poverty. Now, I want to make a parenthetical statement here when mentioning this fact that sleeping at night in particular is considered an act of poverty in relation to the totality of human experience. Everyone must have sleep. And by no means should any of us find or read between the lines what I'm sharing with you right now and reason that I am promoting in any shape, fashion, or form to tell people sleep less based on the fact that the righteous sleep less. Because for some people, they need a certain amount of sleep based on their current state of consciousness. And intentionally depriving oneself of sleep with the intent of trying to be more righteous so they can get involved in more acts of kindness and whatsoever they're involved in, learning Torah, fellowship, could actually be a source of health and intellectual and emotional decompensation. So we're talking about what a tzaddik can do in terms of that he or she can reduce their amount of sleep. But we, as normative people, should be very careful of this concept that we should not take it and say, oh, because I just heard this teaching from Danzutio Goodman that I should reduce my sleep in order to be more righteous. That's not the intent. So, you know, hear what I'm saying, reason it out, and then decide where you fit in this equation of understanding how the life of a tzaddik is lived, a righteous person. And of course, this is according to plucking out from the teachings of the Ben Ish Chai. However, for the tzaddik, the righteous person, the night portion of a day for him or her is considered as day, as well as he or she engaged, as we mentioned before, in learning Torah, at the expense of losing sleep. However, even when the tzaddik sleeps, his or her soul gets elevated to a level within this blessed creation that he or she can actually merit to learn more Torah during their sleep time in the Torah academies above, which exist in realms beyond our fleshly eyes' perception of matters relegated to this earth. Torah quantum energy point 11. Since this Torah portion deals with first the years of patriarch Jacob, Yaakov, Israel, Yisrael, as being connected to, as if you look at the first verses, which again start in chapter 47, verse 27, the days of Jacob, the years of his life. So there's a hint here. Why do you have to say the days of Yaakov, the years of his life? Just say the years of his life. So the Ben Ish Chai wants us to know, blessed souls, that even in relation, and in the context of the night portion of the days of Jacob, Yaakov, Israel, Yisrael, that the night portion of his days, as we've just talked about tersely, were also days. These were periods of illuminating, elevated consciousness within himself and with those who interacted with him. Now, we're now moving on to blessed souls, teachings which I'm gleaning, trying to make as digestible as possible without veering off with the intent that the Lubavitcher Rebbe intended, when he delivered a discourse which would mark 26 years ago on this Blessing Shabbos that he addressed this matter. And in particular, blessed souls, we want to focus on the blessing of Jacob, Yaakov, Israel, Yisrael, that he gave to his fourth son, Judah, Yehuda, the son of Leah, which is written down. And we're not going to write all of the blessing, but we're going to mention here where it says in Genesis chapter 49, verse 8, quote, Judah, Yehuda, your brothers will acknowledge you, unquote. And the implication of the acknowledgement of his other 11 brothers towards him, and his brothers will eventually recognize his majesty via his descendants, the royal house of David and Solomon, ultimately with the speedy emergence of the Mashiach, Messiah, who is a descendant of Judah, Yehuda. Such a progression of events stemming from his mother, Leah, when she acknowledged humbly her good fortune to thank the Most High after she gave birth to her fourth son, Judah Yehuda, was actually an expression on the matriarch, Leah, as an expression of the essence of self-nullification, self-abnegation, nullifying her previous level of consciousness to a higher level of consciousness. Torah quantum energy point number 13, blessed souls. However, what about the blessings for Yehuda's brothers, or the acknowledgement, I should say, not the blessings, but the acknowledgement for Yehuda's brothers' emergence into this world from their mother, namely Reuben, Simeon, Shimon, and Levi, from their mother, Leah. So let's look at those names, how she used her prophetic spirit, because she was a prophetess, and as well in the Hasidic teachings, that Leah is associated with the garment of thought, Levusha Makshava, and his bonanut, inner understanding, analytical study. So here we go, reading from the Torah portion on how Reuben's name was given, as it says, quote, Leah conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Reuben, as she declared, quote, because the Most High has discerned my humiliation, for now my husband will love me, unquote. Torah quantum energy point number 15. Reuben or Reuben's name relates to vision or sight, which translates within the essential context of serving the Creator via visualizing divinity as it is openly revealed. In other words, matters of divinity within the proximity of a worldly perception. As we see from the prophetic teaching from Navi HaGu'ulah, the prophet of redemption, Isaiah, in 40:26, chapter 40, verse 26, quote, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these," unquote. Matters of creation, the constellations, the earth, what grows upon the earth, the people, the animals, the rock formations, the vegetation, the floral design of the creation. These matters are matters of creation. And these matters of creation were also mentioned in the writings, the prophetic writings of King David, David HaMelech, in Psalms 92:6, chapter 92, verse 6. Ma gadlu ma'secha. How great are your works, Creator? And in Psalms 104:24, chapter 104, verse 24. Ma raboi ma'secha. How many, how multiple are your acts? So this type of perception, when reviewed, understood, and comprehended, each person, according to his or her blessing, via their meditations, hit the bonanut, iyun, analytical study, inner understanding, panimiyat bina, within the greatness of the Creator, the expansiveness of the Most High to create all these multiple aspects with it that can be visibly observed in this physical creation, will now generate for the meditator upon these matters with a strong love and an increasing love towards Hashem, the bestower of all this physical manifestation of reality. Torah quantum energy point number 16, blessed souls. Simeon, Shimon, the second son of Leah, wife of Jacob. His name was given by his mother, as is connected to the following verse in Genesis chapter 29, verse 33. Quote, "Because Hashem, the Most High God, has heard that I am unloved, he has given this one also," unquote. And she called him Shimon, Simeon. Now Shimon, or Simeon's name, relates to the terms of service to the Ein Sof, infinite Creator, via the qualities of a type of hearing relating to divinity, a type of understanding of divinity. However, hearing about Elokut, or divinity, or godliness, in precisely from a within the context of a distance, zones in more precisely on a type of service to the Most High that by focusing on matters which are far removed and separated from this world, say concepts like we talked about before about inertia and mass, where we can observe it, but we can also think about it without even observing it, or contemplating what's going on beyond our fleshly eye perception of the world, and recognize the Creator is far beyond being contained within this physical plane of existence, meditating, accessing panimiyat bina, inner understanding of all the facts involved as presented and provided to us gracefully within the inner dimensions of Torah, will allow us to internalize the particular facts as described, again, factually within the inner dimensions of Torah, as well as with scriptural verses which illuminate our left brain capacities, producing a fear, and I mentioned a yira, and I want to say parenthetically, and a healthy, kinetic, nurturing form of fear of the Most High, of the Creator. Torah quantum energy point number 17, son number 3 of Leah, matriarch Leah, Levi or Levi, arises within the context as described in Genesis chapter 29, verse 34, when his mother Leah declared, quote, "This time my husband will become attached to me, for I have given birth to him 3 sons," unquote. Therefore she called him Levi or Levi. The name Levi or Levi connotes connection and unity. This name, connoting connection and unity, indicates the divine service associated with Levi or Levi is the action carried out in connection to mitzvah commandments, both scripturally and rabbinically mandated. Since the commandments emanate from Torah, one connects to the giver of the Torah and becomes one, chad, with the Creator, with the essence and being of, may be blessed, the Ein Sof, the infinite Creator of the universe. Torah quantum energy, point number 18. So it is vital, blessed souls, to connect the two levels of meditation, epitomized in Leah's first 2 sons, Reuben and Shimon, Reuben and Simeon, to practical commandments, mitzvot, observance, as epitomized by the name Levi or Levi. Torah quantum energy, point number 19, blessed souls, for action or performance of the Creator's commandments, as eternally listed in the eternal Torah, is in fact a distillation, or you might even say an actualization, of the fusion of a person's love and fear, so to speak, their inertia of love and their inertia of fear, and how much they have of love, the mass of their love or the mass of their fear, and again, a healthy type of fear of the Ein Sof, of the infinite Creator. Torah quantum energy, point number 20, we see another example of distillation, actualization of love and fear. We consider the primary services of the patriarchs of Israel. Abraham, his service to the Most High was the epitome of loving the Most High. His son Yitzhak, Isaac, service to the Most High was the epitome of the fear of the Most High, meaning fearing to break the relationship. And there's the son of Yitzhak, Isaac, and the grandson of Abraham, Jacob, Israel, Yaakov, Israel, was the synthesis, the distillation of his father's and grandfather's services, connected to the practical and firm glance, and at first glance difficult task of being engaged in raising his 12 sons, we for the past 3,000 years identify as the 12 tribes of Israel. Torah quantum energy, point number 21, blessed souls, we now focus on the service of the fourth son of Leah, Yehuda, Judah, the concept of acknowledgement, giving thanks, expressing the quality of bittul, self-abnegation, again, nullifying one's existential or past consciousness to a higher consciousness, which translates into sublimating one's thoughts, speech, and action to more elevated thoughts, speech, and action as configured by the teachings of Torah. Torah quantum energy, point number 22, as we see, Yehuda or Judah's mother, Leah, herself nullified her previous consciousness, and when justifying the name of her fourth son, Judah, Yehuda, did not couch her naming of her fourth child within the context of feeling afflicted. Did not couch her naming of her fourth son within the context of feeling afflicted, but rather she expressed his name as an expression of gratitude. As it says, chapter 29, verse 35, quote, "This time let me gratefully praise the Most High," unquote. And therefore she called his name Judah Yehuda. Torah quantum energy, point number 23. This type of acknowledgement as a form of divine service, will eventually be connected to the prophetic blessing from the prophet Yaakov Yisrael, which you can read for yourselves, blessed souls. So a little homework assignment is to go to Genesis chapter 49, verses 8 through 12. To our quantum energy point number 24, the revelation of Shiloh, otherwise known as Mashiach, according to our oral Torah tradition, that the time of Mashiach shall also be manifested as revelations of divinity, godliness, Elokut, not only for the nation of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, but also for all the nations of the world, as they are called in Genesis 12:3, chapter 12, verse 3, Kol Mishpachot Adama. Torah quantum energy point number 25. Not only Mashiach teach Torah to the masses of Israel, and to Kol Mishpachot Ha'adama, all the families of the earth, he shall also teach Torah to some of the most elevated members of the nation of Israel and to the ancients who preceded Israel, like to Moses, Moshe, Noah, Adam, Methuselah, Chanoch. And may all of this transpire speedily in our days. With that being said, blessed souls, I'd like to read you now 12 verses from what we'll be reading this coming Shabbat, and hopefully we'll wish everyone a wonderful experience, living experience from now until the coming of Shabbat, which is in about 3 days. So here we go. The Book of Kings 1, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. King David's days drew near to die, and instructed his son Solomon, saying, quote, I am going the way of all earth. Be strong and become a man. Safeguard the guarding of the Most High, meaning his Torah and mitzvahs, your God, to walk in his ways, to observe his decrees, commandments, ordinances, and testimonies as written in the Torah of Moses, so that you will succeed in all that you do and wherever you turn. And notice, blessed souls, King David says the following in elaborating what is walking in the ways of the Most High. So he calls it, of course, the Torah of Moses. That's simply understood. So he told Solomon to observe category 1, his decrees, category 2, commandments, category 3, ordinances, category 4, testimonies. So, blessed souls, just to read this in English, a person can just fly by those verses, those words, and say, okay, it's the Torah of Moses. But when you go back into the Hebrew, more precisely, you learn, according to the English translations, if you need to, what is the difference between a decree, a commandment, an ordinance, and testimony. Then you see with your own eyes, fleshly eyes, and you move out of your previous state of spiritual inertia, that we have to access the oral Torah of Israel to understand the written Torah of Israel. Going further in the verse here, so actually chapter 2, verse 4, so that Hashem, God, will uphold his word that he spoke regarding me, meaning to King David, saying, quote, if your children will safeguard their way to walk before me sincerely with all their heart and with all their soul, unquote, saying, quote, no man of yours will ever be cut off from the throne of Israel, unquote. Furthermore, quoting again King David speaking to Solomon, you know that Joab, son of Zeruiah, or Tzruiah, did to me, and what he did to two commanders of the armies of Israel, to Abner, son of Ner, and to Amasa, son of Jeter, whom he killed, shedding blood of war in peacetime, and placing the blood of war in the girdle that is on his loins, and on his shoes that are on his feet. You shall act according to your wisdom, and do not allow his white hair to go down to the grave in peace. As King David continued his instruction, Solomon, towards the children of Barzillai, the Gileadite, act with kindness, and they shall be among those who eat at your table. For in this way they befriended me when I fled from Absalom, your brother. Behold, with you is Shimei, son of Gera, the Benjamite from Baharim. He cursed me with a powerful curse on the day I went to Mahanaim, but he came down to meet me at the Jordan, and I swore to him by Hashem, the Most High, saying, quote, I will not put you to death by the sword, unquote. But now you shall not hold him guiltless, for you are a wise man, and you will know what to do to him, and you shall bring his white hair to the grave in blood. David lay with his forefathers and was buried in the city of David. The days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned for 7 years, and in Jerusalem he reigned for 33 years. Solomon, Shlomo Melech, sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingship was firmly established. And coming from that father-son combination, eventually we shall see the descendant who is rooted in ancestor Judah Yehuda, the Lion of Judah, who hopefully very soon days in a peaceful and pleasant manner shall roar out Torah Chadashah, new Torah, meaning insights into Torah that will shake up all of the creation for each and every nation, including the nation of Israel, and move us all out of our spiritual inertia, no matter how much mass we have accumulated via our Torah learning, our Torah teaching, our prayers and our acts of kindness, and he will reveal to us new insights into the blessed Torah. The Dundas have been signing off, wishing everyone a blessed Wednesday here, 5,772 years blazing in creation. We were live from Kesekron Heights in Brooklyn, where we're chanting up the rites in each and every nation in a peaceful way to reevaluate why they're here and to consider the way the tzaddikim, to learn more. What is the concept of a righteous person according to Torah? Speaking of a righteous person, we're going to be ending off with a song by brother in soul, spirit, and heart, David Dome from England, What Must Be Seen to Be. What I think must be seen to be, blessed souls, is that more and more people should get access to David Dome's music, so I'd like to play an example of it. Take care, everyone. Shalom. Peace. Ahava Chad, one love. Gorel Chad, one destiny. Kulanu. Badarchin Om Darchashom, in a peaceful, pleasant way. But Birchat Hashem Yisbarek, with the blessings of the Most High, to be continued.